2010 is an important year for astronomy at Glasgow University, as Professor John Brown, who holds the Regius Chair of Astronomy there and is also Astronomer Royal for Scotland, explained.
Well, the Alexander Wilson Regius Chair appointment in 1760 was one of the was the first astronomy professorship in Scotland. I had been teaching of astronomy before that. It was quite a few, several decades ahead of Edinburgh, and it was one of the earliest astronomy chairs in the UK. Astronomy has been growing here ever since, so it's a big year for us, and it's a great honour that the RAS decided to bring their national astronomy meeting here for that purpose.
So it's obviously quite a milestone. What have been the big scientific achievements from Glasgow?
The biggest strength here has probably always, in the astronomy group area, solar physics, you know, and plasmas. Alexander Wilson studied sunspots and discovered that sunspots weren't flat things. The surface of the sun wasn't flat, it was hollow like a bowl. And that was an amazing thing to find out, because they had no idea then what the sun was. And he did all sorts of other things, Wilson. He invented new kinds of thermometers, measured the thermal structure of our atmosphere, made measurements related to the fundamental theory of heat. He made specific gravity beads to measure the strength of alcohol and such, and designed telescopes as well as doing his astronomy. So he's probably the most outstanding person historically. Since then, there's been quite a number of worthies. There was a chap called Grant who had created one of the largest star catalogues, the Glasgow Star Catalogue. That was in the mid-1800s. Then we had James Pringle Nicol. I'm not sure about his research, but he seems to have been an erstwhile Carl Sagan. If we had had the internet and television then, he would have been quite world famous, because he was a great, great popularizer. More recent times, William Smart, he did a lot of study of the dynamics of stars going around the galaxy. And then there was my mentor, Peter Sweet, who was the ninth Regius professor. And the things that he's remembered for are a thing called Eddington Sweet circulation, the way gases circulate inside stars. Quite important, because stars burn hydrogen and turn it into helium, and the helium sinks towards the centre of the star because it's heavier. But if the star's convecting enough, the helium can get lifted up again from the centre, and that affects how different stars of different masses change as they get older. So that was one thing. And then the theory of how magnetic fields dissipate their energy in plasmas, called magnetic reconnection. That was Peter Sweet did.
So an excellent legacy. In what ways are Glasgow University researchers pushing the boundaries now? Where are they leading research?
Well, there's an Institute for Gravitational Research, and they've continued this many decade-long hunt to find gravitational waves and getting closer all the time. So that's exciting stuff. At the moment, that's not really pure astronomy as such, although it's getting there. A lot of it's engineering, producing very exotic materials and mirrors. The astrophysics that's being done in a certain sense is because they haven't yet detected anything. You can put upper limits on things. So it's getting close to true astrophysics. We, in the astronomy group, there's some very good cosmology going on, so large-scale structure studies. Plasmas, basic plasma physics being done with a small plasma lab, which is finding some medical applications, and so on, as well as solar and astrophysical. The main thing I do, and that my colleagues do, is study high-energy radiation from the sun, flares and so on. We're moving forward and understanding how the sun produces very high-energy particles, and which are related to the aurora and so on. You know, when the sun erupts, it sometimes gives the Earth a clobber with a big gas cloud, and gives us the... should be getting some quite nice Northern Lights displays over the next little while.
John Brown on the rich history and modern priorities of astronomy at Glasgow University.